Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
The views expressed on Inside Scoop do not necessarily reflect those of the station owner, management, or staff of WAGE.
Good evening, America. Welcome to Mark Levine's Inside Scoop, where we bring you all the news from Washington, D.C. that the government does not want you to know. And tonight, I want to talk about the 9/11 Commission's report. I want to talk about 9/11 in general, the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States that killed 3,000 Americans, because a lot of new information has come out, and a lot of things confirming the kind of things I've said before on the Inside Scoop have come out. And so I want to talk about what you think has changed since September 11th, and also how your view of September 11th has changed. Do you remember where you were on September 11th, 2001? Do you remember what you were doing? Do you remember what you were thinking? And how has those thoughts, how have your impressions of 9/11 changed over the course of everything else, over the course of the war in Iraq, over the course of the commission's report? I want to review really all that we know right now, whether we should have connected the dots, whether the administration was at fault for not connecting the dots, for not preventing the 9/11 attacks. I want to talk about the commission, which, of course, George Bush opposed and made very, very difficult his cooperation, gave very minimal cooperation with the commission. I'm going to talk about his level of cooperation. And what do you think the commission, composed of five Democrats and five Republicans, has it been fair or has it been partisan? I want to talk about the iconography of September 11th. An icon, of course, is a symbol, and the symbol of 9/11 is quite strong. Whether it's George Bush using it for campaign commercials, or whether it's just in our own lives, in our own minds, an understanding of what this world is all about. I want to talk about Saudi Arabia. I want to know, maybe Saudi Arabia, particularly with the death of an American, appears to have been killed. Now there's some dispute over that. And the threats in Saudi Arabia, whether Saudi Arabia is learning its own lesson from 9/11. And finally, but definitely not last, maybe the most important, I want to talk about the connections, or lack of connections, between the attacks on September 11th and Al-Qaeda and Iraq and Saddam Hussein. The Bush administration, for years now, has been anxious to make the connection, to try to say there was some severe connection between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. They wanted to justify their invasion of Iraq, and when weapons of mass destruction didn't pan out, and when trying to make a democracy in Iraq didn't pan out, now they're trying to rely on this tenuous relationship, which the commission says basically wasn't there. There was no collaborative relationship between them. They didn't work together. There were a couple contacts, but in fact, Saddam Hussein hated Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda hated Saddam Hussein. Indeed, our relationship with Al-Qaeda may well be stronger than Saddam Hussein's relationship. So I want to talk about all of that, and really, what your impressions have changed of the government. It seems to me that before September 11th, even before a year or two ago, people didn't realize that this was an administration that reflexively lied. That not just lied on virtually everything and kept things secret, but did it without even thought, without much concern, just sort of got out there and distorted the truth and, hoped they wouldn't be caught. And I think Americans are starting to realize that now. So if you have a question or comment on September 11th or the commission's report or where you were, what you were doing, what you think about it, how it's been used in the campaigns, here's your chance to really, with a little bit of hindsight, think about and call in. The number is 877-57-SCOOP. It's a toll-free number. 877-57-SCOOP. I want to encourage everyone listening on the Internet at radiopower.org or radioinsidescoop.com to call in. If you're listening here at WAGE, you can call the toll-free number. You can call the local number, 703-777-1200, and let me know what it is you think about September 11th, what it is you think about what I'm talking about. I want to begin by talking about maybe what most of the media has discussed, and that is the connection, or lack thereof, between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. Now, the commission's report I'm going to read to you the exact quote from the commission's report. The commission's report, and again, the commission is composed of 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans, some more partisan members, both Democrats and Republicans, but I would say mostly moderates. Their staff report has said, quote, a senior Iraqi intelligence officer reportedly made 3 visits to Sudan, finally meeting bin Laden in 1994. Bin Laden is said to have requested space to establish training camps as well as assistance in procuring weapons, but Iraq never responded. There have been reports that contacts between Iraq and Al-Qaeda also occurred after bin Laden returned to Afghanistan, but they do not appear to have resulted in a collaborative relationship. 2 senior bin Laden associates have adamantly denied that any ties existed between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. We have no credible evidence that Iraq and Al-Qaeda cooperated on attacks against the United States. Now, why is this important? Why is Bush bending over backwards, trying to defend that there was some relationship of some sort between Iraq and Al-Qaeda? Why is that so important to him? Well, I think it's because the entire war in Iraq has suffered for lack of a justification. I mean, it was really amazing to me to see someone like Bill O'Reilly on The Factor go through somersaults, go through hula hoops, trying to say, oh, there's some meaningful connection between Iraq and Al-Qaeda, between Iraq and September 11th. And he came to the conclusion, and this is actually what Bush said. Well, here are the connections. The connections are that there was a Palestinian terrorist who has connections to Al-Qaeda, who once got medical help in Baghdad. That's right. This is the connection, folks. A known Al-Qaeda terrorist, I don't know if he was known at the time, but actually got medical help in Baghdad. Now, compare that with the frequent contacts between Al-Qaeda and Pakistan, one of our allies, or Saudi Arabia, the main funder of Al-Qaeda, or for that matter, Iran, who is in George Bush's axis of evil and is now clearly developing nuclear weapons we're doing nothing about. But apparently one Al-Qaeda terrorist once got medical treatment in Baghdad. Again, I would remind people that we have a number of Al-Qaeda operatives that have been in the United States, have lived here, not just for medical treatment, but openly for some years. So by that scale, by that standard, we have a closer relationship. The United States has a closer relationship with Al-Qaeda than Iraq. There's a group in northern Iraq. And again, I'm giving you these facts so that you know that when you see Fox News and you know it's probably false, you should know why it's false. And that's what I try to do on The Scoop. I try to give you these specific facts. There's also a group that was in northern Iraq that was associated with Al-Qaeda, and they were very much fighting the secular Kurdish government up there. Now, that sounds quite serious. Okay, there's an Al-Qaeda group operating in northern Iraq, but it isn't serious if you know the full facts. If you know that in the 1990s, under Clinton and under Bush until we invaded Iraq, if you know that the Kurds are a separate people from the Sunnis and Shiites of Iraq, and in fact they rose up against Saddam Hussein, and we did a very good thing under George Bush Sr. and under Bill Clinton, we protected the skies over the Kurdish area, this northern area of Iraq. In effect, the Kurdish area of Iraq was a separate autonomous state, separate from Saddam Hussein. And this state in northern Iraq was controlled by the Kurds. In fact, it was a very nice state. It was not at all controlled by Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein had no control over it. And at this time, apparently, Al-Qaeda tried to send some people to overthrow this Kurdish state. Nothing happened. But if anything, this was our ally. If anything, we were far more in control of northern Iraq than Saddam Hussein was. And therefore, again, whatever ties Saddam Hussein had, our tie was stronger. Well, you could say, all right, okay, so we harbored terrorists, just like Iraq, and we controlled an area where Al-Qaeda was operating, because we controlled northern Iraq, and that's both worse than Saddam Hussein, so we have a greater connection to Al-Qaeda than Saddam Hussein. But hey, Al-Qaeda was our enemy. We hated Al-Qaeda. And, you know, that's different, right? Well, let's recall, first of all, that Iraq used to not be our enemy. Right? Ronald Reagan very much liked Iraq, helped Saddam Hussein, as did George Bush Sr. But even more, Al-Qaeda and Iraq hated each other. Al-Qaeda asked for help from Iraq. Iraq said no. And so nothing happened. And in fact, Iraq didn't trust Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda didn't trust Iraq. So these connections are, again, less severe than our connections with Al-Qaeda. So then it becomes wordplay. Then it becomes, aha, well, there were connections. I mean, the report says there was no meaningful connection. There was no collaborative relationship. They didn't work together. They weren't allies in any way. They didn't plan, Iraq didn't plan the attack on the United States, but there were connections. Well, like I said, by that scale, there were connections. Ronald Reagan, in fact, has a connection with Al-Qaeda. He gave the Mujahideen in Afghanistan arms to fight the Soviet Union. Al-Qaeda got arms from the United States, from Ronald Reagan. Now, just twist this a little bit. We've got a president of a country that actively gave arms to Al-Qaeda. Gave arms to Al-Qaeda. Well, that if that were Iraq, that would be a severe collaborative connection, right? Except it's not true. Iraq gave no arms to Al-Qaeda. We did. The United States did. So maybe George Bush should be invading St. Louis or Ronald Reagan's hometown because Ronald Reagan aided Al-Qaeda. Now, please don't get me wrong. I'm waiting for all the angry calls to come in. I don't believe that Ronald Reagan intentionally aided a terrorist group out to harm the United States. No, his goal was to use Al-Qaeda to fight the Soviet Union. I understand that. My point is that the tenuous connections that the president is bragging about are weaker than our own connections with Al-Qaeda, which tells you, in effect, there were no significant ties at all. I mean, I think I made it clear, but I want to hear from you. The number's 877-57-SCOOP, or if you're listening on WAGE, you can call 703-777-1200. What do you think about September 11th, and what do you think about the connections between Iraq and Al-Qaeda? Caller, you're on the line with Mark Levine. How are you?
This is Ed from New York.
Hi, Ed from New York. What's your comment or question?
First of all, I wanted to tell you, Mark, I'm a regular listener, and I found that tonight I couldn't get you on Radio Power. I had to go to your website.
Oh, okay.
But let me tell you about my thoughts about September 11th and George W. Bush.
Yeah.
I think George W. Bush invaded Iraq because his father didn't finish the job, and this was a family affair. And I think it's a shame that all these American troops and American people are dying because of the fact that Mr. Bush Jr. is taking up for Mr. Bush Sr. And I think that the things that he said about there being a connection after the September 11th commission said otherwise is a farce.
Well, why do you think he's doing it? Why do you think that George Bush is so careful to try to claim there is some connection when all evidence shows by this bipartisan panel that there's no connection at all?
I think he's doing it because this is a re-election thing, and George W. Bush doesn't like to admit that he's wrong. And when it comes to being re-elected, he just wants to say that he is not doing anything wrong, and therefore he wants to keep repeating the same story. It's the age-old thing about you say the same thing often enough, people begin to believe you whether it's true or not.
Well, Ed, do you think that people, I mean, what's interesting to me is I've seen polls that show as much as 45% of Americans believe, now these polls are before the report came out, but they suggest that as much as 45% of Americans may actually believe that there is some collaborative connection that actually Saddam Hussein caused September 11th.
Well, if you tell a lie often enough, people tend to believe it, and that I think is Karl Rove's philosophy, and I think that's George W. Bush's philosophy. And I think what has happened here is a lot of people respect that the President of the United States is going to tell them the truth, but in this particular case, the President of the United States is saying a big, fat lie.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just wonder whether people are realizing it. I almost wonder whether people who actually believe it, they want to believe so badly that their president wouldn't lie to them. They want to believe so badly that our troops that are dying in Iraq haven't died for no reason, that the hundreds of billions of dollars that we're spending that could go to education or health care or frankly fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan or Homeland Security, that it hasn't been wasted in Iraq, and they so want to believe it hasn't been wasted that they're actually ready to believe something which everything shows isn't true. And then you have people like Bill O'Reilly who are repeating this kind of stuff.
Well, I think it's like Watergate 30 years later. You know, Nixon said that he did nothing wrong and he's not a thief, and he kept saying it again and again, and until finally John Dean and other people exposed him, then what happened was that a lot of people continued to believe the President of the United States. The President of the United States is a big bully pulpit,
yeah.
And unfortunately, George W. Bush is using that bully pulpit to propagate lies and propaganda.
Well, Ed, I couldn't agree with you more, and I want to thank you for your call. We're going to go to commercial break, but when we come back, I want to talk about September 11th in its wider context. We'll talk a little bit more about the relationship or lack of relationship between Iraq and Al-Qaeda, between Iraq and September 11th. But also want to talk more. I want to talk about the other parts of the commission report. Did they connect the dots? Should they have connected the dots? And how is your view of September 11th? How has it changed since September 11th? Do you feel the same way about it that you did then on September 11th? Looks like I don't have any radio power listeners tonight, but if you're listening on WCAGE and RadioInsideScoop.com, call in, fill in the void. The toll-free number is 877-57-SCOOP, 877-57-SCOOP, or you can call locally if you're in the Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia area by dialing 703-777-1200. We'll be back with more on the commission report and the inside scoop on what we now know on September 11th, right after this.
Here's a message about energy-efficient Anderson Windows from J.T. Hurst & Company. J.T. Hurst, where customer service comes first. If you've suffered through the last few months with leaky, drafty windows or patio doors, now is the time to replace them. And Anderson is the brand to choose. Anderson windows and patio doors give you beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. It's no wonder professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson more than any other brand. See the full line of Anderson products at J.T. Hurst & Company. The pros at J.T. Hurst can locate a contractor to do the job for you or give you some helpful tips on how you can do it yourself. J.T. Hurst, where customer service comes first. On Catoctin Circle in Leesburg, Anderson Windows. Long live the home.
Here we are at the beginning of the 21st century, a time of rapid change in technology. At NOVEC, Northern Virginia Electric Cooperative, we spend a good part of our day using the latest technologies to provide our customers with the most reliable electric service possible. Simply put, when you hit the switch, the light comes on, the toaster toasts, the oven cooks, and the computer announces, you've got mail. The rest of our day is spent using slightly older business methods. For more than 60 years, we've dedicated ourselves to making our communities better places to live and work, lending our time, resources, and support to organizations that make real differences in people's lives, embracing the future while holding on to our heritage. Some things are meant to change. Some things are not. We're NOVEC, locally based and member-owned. For a list of customer services, answers to your questions, and even employment opportunities, visit our website at www.novec.com. NOVEC. I got the power to move, yeah.
Welcome back to Mark Levine's Inside Scoop, bringing you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know, here on WAGE AM 1200 and also on the Internet at RadioInsideScoop.com. And those of you listening on the Internet, I hope you contribute to my weblog. We've gotten a lot of good discussion on my weblog on this and other issues. I want to encourage you to do that. In fact, I get a lot of conservatives that don't seem to want to call in. They just want to write on the blog. That's fine. That's fair. You can do that. But I encourage you to call in, challenge me. I mean, Bill O'Reilly acts like this thing is established, but he must know that it's not true. I think that's what gets me the most about this. It's one thing for people to be ignorant, and I don't support ignorance, but it's one thing for people, okay, just not to follow politics, not to know, to believe that we went to Iraq for some reason, and to assume the president was telling the truth about a connection to Al-Qaeda. But for someone like Bill O'Reilly, who knows better, to say that kind of thing, trying to trick listeners to vote for Bush in the fall, really, that's pretty low. It's very low. And so what's interesting to me is that Bush is backing off a lot of what he said now. In fact, he just said recently the reason, this is a quote from Bush, backing off the claim that Saddam Hussein was involved in September 11th, Bush says now, quote, the reason I keep insisting that there was a relationship between Iraq and Saddam and al-Qaeda is because there was a relationship between Iraq and al-Qaeda. There's numerous contacts between the two. But as I said, all he can point to is what I've already discussed right before the break. All he can point to is that there was a Palestinian terrorist who's connected to al-Qaeda who once got medical treatment in Baghdad, all right, and that Osama bin Laden asked for help from Iraq that was never given. Well, you know, like I said, Ronald Reagan gave al-Qaeda help, real help. So I assume Bush doesn't want to bomb that gravesite. But again, the staff found there's no credible evidence after long investigation that Saddam Hussein and Iraq were in any way part of the attack on the United States. It couldn't be any clearer. And if you believe otherwise, all I can say is you're living in a dream world. But hey, if you disagree, the number is 877-57-SCOOP, 877-57-SCOOP. That's a toll-free number. Hey, if you agree with me, let me know that too. Let me know why your neighbors. You got a neighbor that actually believes there's this connection out there? Or if you're listening on WAGE, just call 703-777-1200. What's interesting to me is that as they back off this allegation that, in fact, Iraq was involved in 9/11, they act like they've never made that claim. Bush is now saying, oh, well, I didn't say Iraq was involved in 9/11. I just said that, well, there were some contacts between Iraq and al-Qaeda. Well, let's read some prior quotes. In 2001, Vice President Cheney said it was pretty well confirmed that Mohammed Atta, the lead terrorist, on September 11th, met with a senior Iraqi intelligence official. We now know that that's false, that, in fact, the Czech Intelligence Bureau that said that that might be true backed off that claim long before Cheney even mentioned it. And, in fact, we, the FBI, has pictures of Atta where? In the United States during that time, in Florida. So, again, Florida appears to be having more contacts with al-Qaeda than Iraq. Maybe we need to bomb Tallahassee. Cheney called Iraq the, quote, geographic base of the terrorists who had us under assault now for many years, but most especially on 9/11, unquote. Really? Really, Vice President Cheney? Where do you get those facts, huh? Where do you get those facts? What else did Bush called Hussein? These are just quotes. An ally of al-Qaeda? But we talked about the fact that Saddam Hussein wouldn't aid al-Qaeda. Cheney said Hussein just last Monday, in fact. Less than a week ago, Cheney said Hussein, quote, had long established ties with al-Qaeda. Now, what's interesting is that when Cheney was asked, his source, he was asked by the 9/11 Commission. In fact, they said, look, we don't have any evidence whatsoever of these ties, these close ties between Hussein and al-Qaeda. But, you know, Cheney, and then Cheney said on Thursday, he said that he probably knew things about Iraq and terrorists that the Commission didn't know. Well, there's a problem with that, Vice President Cheney. The problem is you were required to cooperate with the commission. You were required to tell them what you know. You're required to turn over documents. What have you not told the commission? If there is some connection, some secret connection, Vice President Cheney, why won't you tell the commission about it? What are you hiding? What he's hiding, of course, is that there's no connection at all, and he's just, you know, making it up. But if he had it, he was required by law to turn it over. So is he breaking the law, or is he just lying? I think he's lying, but I don't know what you think. Let me know. The number's 877-57-SCOOP, 877-57-SCOOP, or you can call locally, 703-777-1200. Caller, you're on the line with Mark Levine. What's your first name and where are you from? Caller, you there?
Hello?
Yes, caller, you're on the line with Mark Levine. What's your first name and where are you from?
Name's Buck. Before you keep going on about people being stupid and whatnot, why don't you check out a website for a man that's a Democrat that you probably could learn a few things from. His name's John Loftus.
John Loftus?
Yes, go to johnloftus.org.
And what does he claim?
What does he claim?
Yeah.
Well, I think you would learn a lot of things about this.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners?
And why do you only harp on the 9/11 Commission?
Because
the 9/11 Commission was only supposed to investigate what was happening before.
Well, no,
They're not a commission to draw conclusions.
Well, actually, that's not true, sir. They are required to draw conclusions. They're required to draw.
And they're unbiased, right?
Well, the commission has 10 members. 5 are Republican, 5 are Democrats. They were appointed by George W. Bush, and they were given a mandate by Congress to find out the truth on this matter.
No. They weren't appointed by Bush.
Sure, they were.
Only 2 of the members were appointed by Bush.
and they appointed the other members.
That's right.
That's correct.
And you're telling me the other members are unbiased.
What I'm telling you is the 10 commissioners together.
I think you ought to check out a website called johnloftus.org.
I will check that, sir, but let me ask you a question.
I mean, I think
tell me this.
A lot.
Okay, well, what would I learn?
And what are you going to, when are you going to find out about the connection between Libya and Saddam for nuclear weapons?
I agree there was a connection. Well, I don't know about Saddam, but there was a connection certainly with Libya and nuclear weapons. No, he was getting it from Pakistan by A.Q. Khan. That's where he was getting his
Saddam
nuclear weapons.
Saddam sent all his people to Libya to build a bomb.
And you're sort
of... Why do you think Gaddafi turned over everything?
I'm not sure Gaddafi has turned over everything, but it's got nothing to do with Iraq. Sir, let me ask you a question here. You believe there was a connection between Iraq and 9/11, is that right?
Sure.
Okay. What do you believe is the connection between Iraq and 9/11?
Well,
what's the connection?
Where do you think some of these people are coming from? I mean,
I'll tell you. 15 of them came from Saudi Arabia, and 4 of them came from Egypt, and they were trained in Afghanistan. That's where I think they're coming from. Where do you think they're coming from?
Well, where do you think the money's coming from?
The money's coming from Saudi Arabia, and we haven't invaded Saudi Arabia. Absolutely. Saudi Arabia is the primary financier of Al-Qaeda. Now, some of the money did come from us because under Ronald Reagan, of course, we aided the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. So some money came from us. Most of it came from Saudi Arabia and from, you know, Arab charity groups across the globe. And from Iran, you're absolutely right. Iran, I know that, in fact, Iran has a larger connection to Al-Qaeda than Iraq did. That's exactly right. I'm not disagreeing with any of this, but we went to war in Iraq. And you say there's some connection between Iraq and 9/11. Now, I'd like to know what you know that 10 commissioners, 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans, who've looked at millions of documents, I want to know what you know that they don't know and why you have this inside information that they don't have.
Well, I think there's been a few people, Saddam's Secret Service, meeting up with people in, one was Turkey, the other one was, Kosovo.
Well, where are you getting this information? Because, again,
I told you, go to johnloftus.org, and I think you'll find out a few things.
I'll be happy to look at any website that you're talking about. But what I'm saying is that when you have a bipartisan commission, including, you know, a very partisan Republican, Governor Thompson of Illinois, who goes in and tries to, you know, to treat Richard Clark badly and is a very partisan member of the commission, even he is not disagreeing with this report. I think that if you continue to believe that there is some connection, I haven't seen this website, but I don't know how one guy with a website knows something that a commission of 10 people and millions of documents don't.
See the man and check out his website, and you can write in just about anything that you want.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out. Tell me what this guy's expertise is. Does he have classified information?
Well, he's worked for the Justice Department for I don't know how long.
Okay.
He's been,
Has he examined the million documents?
He's been cleared for top secret, the highest in top secret documents and anything else you want to. He's a lawyer.
Uh-huh. And let me ask you this. What does he know? Why doesn't the 9/11 Commission know this information that this lawyer knows?
They do.
They do. So all 10 of them are involved in a conspiracy to keep it silent? Is
no,
that
they're
your
not
belief?
Involved in a conspiracy.
Well,
it's not a bipartisan commission to begin with.
What do you call 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans if not bipartisan,
sir? That
doesn't
have anything to do with it.
So you're saying that it's a partisan Democratic commission out to get Bush? Is that what you're saying? I'm just trying to understand what you're saying.
A lot of grandstanding.
A lot of grandstanding. So they didn't actually read the documents? You think they just pretended to read them? I'm just trying to understand your point, sir.
The commission doesn't have... they're not out to prove who's... They're not supposed to be out to proving who's guilty of this and that. They're supposed to get the facts out.
They're supposed to get the facts out and make recommendations for what we can do in the future. That's right.
Anybody in this country could have done something better.
Than the commission did.
No, I'm talking about 9/11 itself.
Okay, do you think it could have been prevented?
Democrats, Republicans, the FBI, the CIA, NSA.
Right, no.
We all could have done a better job. We all knew that.
I agree with you there. I think that there are a lot of mistakes made. In fact, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the mistakes that were made. But I just want to get this one point down because I'm really not clear where you stand, sir. You are saying that there were significant connections between Iraq and 9/11, and the commission says it isn't, and you're pointing me to a website.
No, I didn't say they were significant.
Oh, they were, okay, that's, so there were insignificant connections. All
yeah,
right, I'm willing to accept.
I'm saying there is connections.
Okay, I'm willing to accept that there were insignificant connections.
No, I didn't say insignificant either.
Okay.
I said there are connections.
There are connections. Are there connections between the United States?
Or insignificant.
Okay.
Quit trying to grandstand yourself, which you do all the time.
Are there connections between the United States and Al-Qaeda, sir?
Sure.
Okay.
That's where they came from.
Are there probably connections between 50 countries on Earth and Al-Qaeda?
Muslim Brotherhood?
But here's the question. Yes, I have.
Well,
that's my point. So maybe we need to bomb Florida. I mean, the point is...
It's got nothing to do with Florida.
No, but the point is, sir, the reason that we...
Brotherhood has been around since what, the 50s?
The reason that we invaded Iraq is supposedly because of these connections, right? Why does Bush harp on these connections? Why are they important to him?
Why are they important to him?
Yeah, I mean, you've just said to me, yeah, we have as many connections with Al-Qaeda. Well, hold on, let me talk, and then you can respond, all right? You've just said that our connections with Al-Qaeda are the same as Iraq's connections. You're not going to say they're significant, I agree. You won't say they're insignificant. You won't call them either way. The point is that if Iraq's connections with Al-Qaeda are no greater than our own connections with Al-Qaeda, then clearly that's not a justification for war with Iraq. Is that right?
In about, 10 days? Probably 11 days. You'll probably get a big shock about what's going on.
What do you think is going to happen in 10 days? You're not going to answer my question. So what do you think is going to happen in 10 days?
Your question about what?
Why do we go to war in Iraq? Did it have anything to do with 9/11?
It had a lot to do with 9/11.
With
the weapons of mass destruction.
Do you think Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, too?
There's still some there.
Oh, you think there are weapons of mass destruction there, too? So you disagree with the David Kay report, the independent report, the guy that was working for Bush, who did all his searching and could not find any evidence of weapons of mass destruction. You disagree with him, too?
No, the biggest part of them went to Syria and Lebanon.
Well, again, I agree with you, but I think you're changing the subject.
You know, why are they finding bits and pieces of rockets and everything in the in Europe, in the Netherlands?
Let me ask
in
you,
Turkey.
See, you're not answering my questions. Let me see if I can get you to agree with me on something. Can you agree with me that Syria, Lebanon, Iran, Saudi Arabia, that all these countries posed a greater threat, and continue to pose a greater threat to the United States than Saddam Hussein did in 2002?
No.
No, but you've just mentioned all these other countries that pose
a threat.
Because
Saddam was getting ready to build the bomb.
Really?
And that's what you're not understanding.
And what's your evidence for that? John Loftus's website?
Well, that's part of it.
Well, how did that escape David Kay's attention? David Kay was appointed by the United States. He had hundreds of millions of dollars. He had inspectors.
Escaped his attention.
Well, he never said
Nobody
that.
Nobody asked him.
Nobody asked David Kay whether Iraq had nuclear weapons?
No, I didn't say Iraq had nuclear weapons.
You said they were planning
on it. I said Iraq was getting ready to finish building a nuclear weapon.
Well, I guess they hadn't started yet.
They had started.
They started back in 1982. Israel destroyed their plant, but since then, there's no evidence they did anything since then. Is there?
Yes, and who helped give them the money for that plant?
Well, the United States, partly. Ronald Reagan supported Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, I guess Iraq didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, France helped, too. You're absolutely right. France helped, Russia helped, and the United States helped.
You financed Iraq.
Hey, you know what? I want to keep arguing with you. I got to go to commercial break. No, this is good. This is a good discussion because I like...
You financed Iraq in his party.
Sir, Buck, I got to take a commercial break. But when I come back, I hope you'll stay on the line because I want to keep arguing with you. I like discussing with people who disagree with me.
I got to go.
Oh, you got
to
go. Well,
I'm telling you to check out a website, johnloftus.org.
Fair enough.
And he's a Democrat, and he's been cleared for the highest secrets in the country because he's defended people in the CIA and everything else.
Okay, I got to go to a break.
Learn a lot.
I hope you'll call back in another time. Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.
We'll be back with more of the Inside Scoop after this.
Education, anytime, anywhere, with edanywhere.com.
EdAnywhere.com provides a middle and high school curriculum that is delivered 24/7 on the Internet for self-paced, independent study. Students and school systems nationwide have been enrolled with a success rate in excess of 85%. It has also been shown to be highly effective for use in alternative school programs, such as summer school, credit recovery, tutorial and remediation, special education, GED, and state standardized test preparation, homebound and homeschool. Earn an accredited high school diploma online. Fully approved, convenient, affordable, and self-paced. Register for classes or set up an appointment or consultation by calling 703-433-0805 or by visiting our website at www.edanywhere.com. Education, anytime, anywhere, with edanywhere.com. Committed to leaving no student behind. America's best-dressed sandwich can be summed up by one word, Blimpy. And a mouth-watering, overstuffed Blimpy sub is just around the corner at Blimpy's newly remodeled new location on Catoctin Circle at the Amoco Station in Leesburg. Also next to the Government Center in Leesburg and on Sterling Boulevard. Stop by soon and try some delicious new wraps, including the Southwestern with turkey, bacon, and guacamole, the barbecue wrap, chicken Caesar, zesty Italian, beef and cheddar wrap, or the ultimate BLT wrap with capicola, cheddar, and bacon. And what makes a Blimpy sub so delicious? Start with a fresh baked roll, now available in your choice of honey wheat, sesame seed, poppy seed, zesty parmesan, white, and wheat. Stack it high with fresh meats and cheeses fixed to order with lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, peppers, and all your favorites. Plus, get a free 12-ounce coffee on Mondays. Stop by the new Blimpies today on Catoctin Circle in Leesburg, and don't forget the other locations, next to the Government Center in Leesburg and on Sterling Boulevard. Blimpies also has great employment opportunities.
Welcome back to Mark Levine's Inside Scoop, bringing you all the news from Washington. The government does not want you to know. If you listened before the break, you heard a good debate between myself and a caller. And let me just say, I like it when conservatives call in, when people who disagree with me call in. I like it. To me, that's free speech. That's what America's all about. And I hope the caller will call in again, though I frankly don't see his point. He points me to a website. Obviously, I didn't have a chance to check it, though I will. I'll check it after this broadcast. But he basically claims to know more than the 9/11 Commission, more than David Kaye. The 9/11 Commission says that there was no connection between, in fact, let me give you the full quote. The commission spokesman said let me read first of all Cheney. Vice President Cheney said when he was disagreeing with the commission's findings, he said what the commission was addressing was whether or not Iraq was involved in 9/11. So implicitly agreeing they weren't involved in 9/11. But Cheney said the commission did not address the broader question of a relationship between Iraq and al-Qaeda in other areas and other ways. In response, Commission spokesman Al Felsenberg said on Friday that the Commission was addressing the broader relationship. Quote, "We found no evidence of joint operations or joint work or common operations between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein's government, and that's beyond 9/11. So the evidence is out and it's clear. The Commission has seen millions of documents. There are 10 members of the Commission, 5 Republicans, 5 Democrats. You recall, Bush originally wanted to appoint Henry Kissinger. Bush originally opposed this commission. He didn't want any commission finding out what went wrong on September 11th. He didn't think it was important. He didn't think it was a good idea for Americans to find out what went wrong so we can fix problems and stop future attacks. No, he felt it was more important that people not figure out that he made some big mistakes. And so he didn't want the commission at all. Didn't want the commission at all. But when the American people made it clear they wanted the commission, and they wanted to find out what happened on September 11th so it didn't happen again, Bush acquiesced in the commission. And who did he appoint to run the commission? Henry Kissinger, that wonderful truth teller who we know has never lied, except, of course, about secret bombings in Cambodia and a whole history during the Nixon era. He wanted to appoint Kissinger to run the commission. Remember that? But Kissinger couldn't, because to do that, he'd have to disclose his clients. And apparently, Henry Kissinger has some pretty seedy clientele. I would suspect it includes some members high up in the Saudi government who have their own connections with September 11th. And so he didn't want to disclose it. So then Bush appointed Governor Kaine of New Jersey, a Republican, and the Vice Commissioner Lee Hamilton of Indiana, a Democrat. And they appointed the other commissioners. And the caller was very interesting, because the caller thinks that the commission is not bipartisan, that the 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans, including people like, Thompson, the governor of Illinois, who was very striking, he was attacking Richard Clark personally, that somehow this commission, who's looked at millions of documents, is wrong. He also thinks that David Kay, the Iraqi inspector sent out by the United States to examine our weapons, to find out if there are any weapons of mass destruction, not just the UN inspectors, they're clearly wrong, but David Kay, our guy, Bush's guy, is also wrong. They're all wrong, and this caller and the guy he quotes on his website is right. And to me, this is an amazing self-deception. It's people who like Bush so much, or like other aspects of the Republican Party so much. Maybe they're, pro-life on abortion, or they love, guns, don't want to register their guns, or who knows the reason. Maybe they make $1 million a year and want a tax cut. But they like Republican principles so much that they lie to themselves and actually start to believe that this bipartisan commission, they know more than it. They know more than the commission. They know more than David Kay. And so I'm glad that caller called in. And folks, if you disagree with me, don't hesitate to call in. Challenge me. Take me on. Bring it on, as Bush once said of the terrorists. That's what we're all about here on the Inside Scoop. The number is 877-57-SCOOP. It's a toll-free number. Or if you're listening locally on WAGE, call 703-777-1200. Caller, you're on the air with Mark Levine. What's your question or comment?
Hi, this is Mike from L.A.
Hey, Mike from L.A.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
What did you think of that last contentious exchange there?
I think you spent too much time with him, quite frankly.
Okay. Well, I wanted to give a chance. You know, too many people, I don't mean too many, but most of my callers agree with me, and I want to give people who disagree with me a chance to be heard, too.
And I don't have a problem with that, but he needed to have a succinct summation of his point rather than pointing you to a website that none of us could look at.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In any event, I'll try to be a little bit more to the point. Since I made a point of saying something about him.
Okay, fair enough. Go ahead.
In any event, I'm trying to move past whether we should have gone into Iraq or not. I think it's pretty clear and pretty obvious that we haven't,
yep.
that we shouldn't have. I'm more concerned about the message that this whole debacle has left the world.
Yeah.
The fact that we have shown, basically, that we're willing to go to war as long as it's fairly low risk and our boys don't get hurt, and that as soon as they do, we give up and turn around and walk away.
You know, what's interesting is we've shown that a lot. In fact, Vietnam, we stayed quite long. But, Ronald Reagan, who everyone praised last week, I mean, he sent people to Lebanon, which clearly was a failed state that could have used our help, and we got bombed and we left right away. And now I fear we are turning over Iraq. I don't know what we're doing in Iraq. Supposedly we're turning it over to sovereignty, but we pick the leaders, so I don't know how sovereign it is.
But even before that, we turned around and walked away from Fallujah.
Yep.
And this Sadr character, we basically give him, warlord status. We anoint him with tremendous power.
Hey, but Mike, even before that, and this is amazing to me that the U.S. press hasn't focused on it. They're focusing a good bit on Iraq. They haven't focused on the fact that we walked away from Afghanistan. Hamid Karzai, the head of Afghanistan, is letting the Taliban back. He's giving it back to the warlords. We have a tenth of the troops in Afghanistan that we have in Iraq. We have about 150,000 in Iraq, about 15,000 in Afghanistan, and we can't control that country, which is actually larger than Iraq. Most people don't know that. It's about the size of Texas, Afghanistan, whereas Iraq's the size of California. And we're giving Afghanistan, the country that harbored the people that attacked us, back. And I agree with you. I think that the world's learning the wrong lesson, that to reverse Teddy Roosevelt, we speak loudly and carry a small stick.
Well, that's what we're showing the world. And, in fact, I don't know if you see this. There's an item on the Drudge Report yesterday. Apparently, a guy very high up in the CIA, an anonymous source, has just written a new book about our disastrous policy in this regard. And his theory is that there probably will be a terrorist attack this summer, but it will be done in such a way so as to unite the country around Bush and ensure his reelection, since he is playing directly into their hands and moving us into a huge confrontation with Islam over the subject of democracy. And he obviously a confrontation he feels that they can win. And I don't know that he's so far wrong.
Well, Osama bin Laden has said, he's talked about the purpose of September 11th. This is actually a quote by bin Laden. He says, an attack against the United States will reap al-Qaeda a recruiting and fundraising bonanza. This is from the report. In the report writes, Osama bin Laden's thinking, the more al-Qaeda does, the more support it would gain. And you know what's interesting about that is that I think that if all we'd done is fight Afghanistan, I don't think bin Laden would have gotten the recruitment he got. I think people understood, even Arab countries understood, the ones that didn't believe that, that the Zionists caused September 11th or any of these crazy things, but the ones that were rational and understood that Al-Qaeda did attack us, understood that we had to respond, that we had to take out Afghanistan. I think it was only when we crossed the line into Iraq that we really did fall into Osama bin Laden's plan and really did help him in his recruiting.
I have to agree. I mean, if we had focused on Afghanistan, we would have gotten him at Tora Bora.
I think so too.
Is the bottom line.
I think so too.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda. I guess it doesn't really matter at this point. What matters at this point is American military prestige,
yep.
And we're throwing it away. We're throwing everything away that we've worked for all these years,
yep.
By basically giving the appearance of turning tail and running when things get tough.
Yep. And of course, now our military is incredibly overstretched, and so the real dangers. Iran is developing nuclear weapons. I mean, my caller, Buck, was so concerned that Iraq might develop something in the future. Iran has them, or they're developing them right now. In fact, Iran will have them in a year. If there was ever a case for preemptive strike, and that's a whole different debate, but clearly there's a much stronger case for preemptive strike against Iran than Iraq. Iran will have nuclear weapons in a year. Iran is a country that elected a democratic leader and then didn't let him take power. Iran, part of Bush's axis of evil, and this is a country that, in effect, is going to control two countries, Iran and Iraq.
There's no question about it.
Iran, but the worst part is it's going to end up, I think, frankly, this was all planned by Iran a long time ago. That's why they installed Ahmed Chalabi. That's why they paid him. That's why he was an agent for them. They gave Chalabi, they said, tell the Americans there's information on weapons of mass destruction. Chalabi passed it to the U.S. government. We believed him, and we played right into Iran's hands. George Bush, unwittingly, I would say, is an agent of Iran. He has caused another Shiite theocracy to take place in Iraq. Iran played us like a fiddle. And I'm afraid that we drew the bowstrings. I don't know if I'm using the metaphor correctly.
I'll take it.
All right. Thanks very much for your call, Mike. I appreciate that. We got other callers on the line. Hang on, because we got to take one more commercial break. When we come back, I will hear from you. The number is 877-57-SCOOP. What do you think about 9/11? How do you think it's different from the way it was on September 11th, 2001? Back with your calls right after this.
An exhibition surveying the work of the Rural Studio and its founder, 2004 AIA Gold Medal winner Samuel Mockbee, is currently on view at the National Building Museum. Over the past decade, architecture students at Auburn University's Rural Studio have been led by the vision of Mockbee and have designed and built dozens of innovative structures for the residents of Hale County, Alabama, one of the nation's poorest regions. The exhibition, Samuel Mockbee and the Rural Studio Community Architecture, includes models and photographs of rural studio projects as well as paintings and sketchbooks by Mockbee. It also features a full-size temple built by current students from discarded carpet yarn. The exhibition is open through September 6, 2004. The National Building Museum is free and open to the public from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday and from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Visit nbm.org or call 202-272-2448.
Welcome back to Mark Levine's Inside Scoop, bringing you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. We've been talking about the relationship between, or lack of relationship, between Iraq and Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda, the justification for the war in Iraq, and the 9/11 Commission's report, which is really putting a lot of our senior leaders to shame. Let me read to you some past quotes by George Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney. George Bush said on an aircraft carrier on May 1st, 2003, you might remember it was underneath a sign saying mission accomplished. He said, quote, the liberation of Iraq is a crucial advance in the campaign against terror. We've removed an ally of Al-Qaeda and cut off a source of terrorist funding. Except, of course, there is no evidence that Iraq was ever an ally of Al-Qaeda or ever gave Al-Qaeda funding. Cheney, Vice President Cheney, has said on Meet the Press, he said, if we're successful in Iraq, we will have struck a major blow right at the heart of the base, the geographic base of the terrorists who had us under assault now for many years, but most especially on 9/11. Unquote. Oops. Except the terrorists that attacked us were not from Iraq. Again and again and again, this administration has made claims. In fact, the whole conflation of Iraq and Afghanistan is some big war on terror. That's all part of a plan to try to make Americans think that the war in Iraq was justified. But now that we know that the commission said there were no collaborative ties, do you think that'll change anyone's mind? I had a caller call in. It didn't change his mind any. He wanted to point me to a website that apparently knew something that our 9/11 commission didn't know, and that David Kaye, the weapons inspector appointed by Bush, didn't know. Apparently this caller has such strong beliefs that he knew more than the bipartisan commission. And I see a lot of that. This willingness to believe, no one wants to believe our president's lying to us. But at this point, can anyone actually believe what he says? Caller, you're on the line with Mark Levine. What's your first name and where are you from?
Ben from L.A.
Hey, Ben from Los Angeles. What do you think? Who do you agree with?
I'm going to have to agree with Bush on this one.
Oh, yeah? Tell me why.
I imagine you already know that, though.
Oh, well, this, okay. Then I this is the Ben from L.A. Ben and I have been...
This is the only...
We've been having a discussion back and forth on my blog at RadioInsideScoop.com, which I appreciate. Well, Ben, tell me this. Do you think there was a connection between Iraq and 9/11?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you think there was a connection? Do you think there was a, let's say, a collaborative relationship? Did Iraq and Al-Qaeda work together to harm the United States, do you think?
I don't know if they had started yet, but I do believe that there were connections, and I do believe Iraq, given the opportunity... A good opportunity would have done that. I mean,
that Iraq refused.
The Russian intelligence has come out and said in the past couple of days that Iraq was planning terrorist attacks, that they wanted to use terrorist attacks against the United States.
Really? Well,
yeah.
But they didn't do anything since 1993. There's no evidence of a single Iraqi planned terrorist attack since 1993. We had Saddam Hussein. We had planes in the northern part protecting the Kurdish lands. We had planes in the southern part. We had an embargo. You can argue whether oil for food worked. I probably would agree that it didn't work. But wouldn't you say Saddam was more contained than, say, Iran or Syria or Saudi Arabia or North Korea or Pakistan, for that matter? I mean, I'm not saying he was a good guy.
Wait, I know. You got to look at who the biggest threat is. And he was the one. Let me ask you this. He was not a sane man.
Don Rumsfeld said 2 years ago, quote, he said, "No terrorist state poses a greater or more immediate threat to the security of our people and the stability of the world than the regime of Saddam Hussein in Iraq," unquote. Do you agree with Don Rumsfeld?
I do.
Really? He was the most serious threat, more serious than Iran.
Yeah. Do you honestly think Iran is going to attack us?
I don't think Iraq was going to attack us.
Do you think, given the chance, they would have?
Given the chance, I'm sure Iran would attack us, but they don't. What does "given the chance" mean?
Iran would not attack us. We would bomb them to no end.
Right.
They wouldn't have a chance. I mean,
so why would Iraq attack us if we would bomb them to no end? I mean, Saddam Hussein.
Because he's not a smart man. That's why.
not a smart man. So you're saying that basically he was crazy. He was a lunatic. He would just go out and attack America.
He murdered his own people. What would he have to lose by bombing us? We would kill his own people for him.
Well, he would lose his power in Iraq. You got to remember, when he killed his own people, the Kurds, we supported him in doing that. Ronald Reagan supported that. We were supporting Saddam Hussein. So he had a green light. Don Rumsfeld went to Iraq, shook Saddam Hussein's hand 3 months after he massacred thousands of his own people. So obviously he thought he had world support for that. At least he had United States support, didn't he?
I don't know. I'm not extremely familiar with things in that,
Ben,
that far behind, because I'm not that old.
Ben, I got to tell you, I'm afraid that our time is up. I wish you'd call in earlier in the hour. Hopefully next time, whether on the weekday or Sunday, you will call in earlier. We can have a much longer discussion, but I only got a minute left. I do
have a lot more to say, so.
Okay,
I'll find time next week.
Call in another time. I'd love it, and I appreciate your call. Thanks.
Sure. Bye.
You know, I got to tell you, I do appreciate when people I disagree with call in, and I do think that's one thing that distinguishes me from other talk radio hosts, certainly right-wing radio hosts. I mean, I called once Michael Savage's show, and he just hung up on me because he couldn't deal with what I had to say. He didn't hear me out and then hang up. He hung up in the middle of my sentence, you know, after speaking about 30 seconds. I value people who disagree with me because I think if you have the facts, you shouldn't be afraid of argument. You shouldn't be afraid of people who disagree with you. So Ben from Los Angeles, Buck from Virginia, call in anytime. Tomorrow, I want to take the debate into a new area. I want to talk about internationalism. Should we retreat from the world? Mike doesn't think we should. Mike from L.A. I don't think we should either. Just because I disagree with the war in Iraq, and just because I think this president's lying to us, does not believe does not mean we should retreat from the world. There are real threats in the world. Al-Qaeda is a real threat. So is Iran. Tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, by going to RadioInsideScoop.com. This is Mark Levine signing off.
AM 1200 WAGE, Leesburg and Loudoun County, is your sound choice for news.
I don't want to die.
Arab network Al Jazeera broadcast those cries of desperation by a South Korean hostage in Iraq. His captors are threatening to behead him in 24 hours unless South Korea quits the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq. CNN radio terrorism expert Peter Bergen says South Korea is not likely to comply.
The South Koreans do have a presence in Iraq and have said that they're going to send more people to help in the reconstruction in northern Iraq. I doubt they're going to pull out.
South Korea has about 600 troops in Iraq. It plans to send another 3,000 in the near future. Earlier today, insurgents assassinated a leading member of the Tikrit City Council. Iraqis are considering lifting a suspension on the death penalty following the handover of power so that it could be used against Saddam Hussein. Terrorists who claim responsibility for the beheading of American contractor Paul Johnson say Saudi security sympathizers provided them with uniforms that enabled them to kidnap Johnson. Adel Al-Jubeir, the advisor to the Saudi Crown Prince, is denouncing that claim.
It's very easy to obtain police uniforms and military uniforms in Saudi Arabia, just as it is here. You go to an army surplus store in the U.S. and you can get any uniform that you want.
Officials are still searching for Johnson's body. Treasury Secretary John Snow is forecasting, quote, lots and lots of good jobs. Snow tells CNN U.S. companies are starting to see a trend.